This is a quick look at the NanoServer developer experience. First off, we're introducing a downloadable project template that will pull in the right headers and libraries so that you can get first-class IntelliSense and AeroSquiggle support when developing a NanoServer application. Note that any application that runs on NanoServer will automatically run on Server Core and Full Server. Once you create a new NanoServer application project, you'll see the landing page with a short, helpful FAQ. For example, you'll see that NanoServer doesn't support WoW, so you'll want to select X64 from the debug target dropdown. For this demo, we're going to use an existing MSDN sample and compile it against NanoServer. The sample is called Accessing Remote Computers. Once we copy and paste the code into the Visual Studio Editor, we replace the main function with _tmain. Notice the code's dependence on the WebTAPI library, so let's add it to our project. Right-click on the project node in Solution Explorer and select Properties. Go to Linker, Input, Additional Dependencies, click Edit, and enter the WebTAPI library. Let's build our app and run it locally without the debugger to see its output. We see a list of registered providers. Now, let's run our app on the remote NanoServer machine. We already have a NanoServer machine running in a VM, and we've prepared the PowerShell commandlets we need in the PowerShell ISE. Then we use copy items to session parameter to copy our executable and symbol file, the PDB file, to the remote NanoServer machine's C test folder. While we're at it, we'll copy the IP address before we switch back to Visual Studio. Now we need to tell our project about our remote machine. So bring up Project Properties again, go to Debugging, Remote Windows Debugger, and change the working directory to the remote machine's working directory using the IP address. Change the remote command to run NanoServer application 2.exe in the working directory. Change the connection type to remote with no authentication, and change remote server name to the IP address. After we set a breakpoint, we hit F5 to start the remote debugging session. For the purposes of the demo, I've already started the remote debugger on the NanoServer machine. The debugger stops at the breakpoint, and we immediately notice the updated values in the locals window. You can step through code, set watches, and continue debugging exactly as you would in the local debugging case. Now let's try IntelliSense. Let's type in get file version info, and we see that only the EX versions of the API are supported. If we try to use an unsupported API by removing the EX, for example, we immediately get the red squiggles. In this demo, we caught a glimpse of the NanoServer developer experience, starting with the project template, IntelliSense, and AeroSquiggle support, all the way to a full-fledged remote debugger. Now you have a first-class developer experience to write some really cool tools on NanoServer. Thanks for watching.